Good evening. The show tonight begins in China, in Beijing, with Anatole Levin, who's traveling throughout China these next weeks. We discuss in order China, Iran, Ukraine, Greenland and Washington, and then London. The London section is the most gossip-ridden because Keir Starmer will not step down, despite all the evidence that they want him to step down, the parliament, the people, the media. He won't step down. Of interest. About China, I was surprised to learn from Anatole that it's his opinion in meetings there that Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party want the meeting with Mr. Trump to go forward despite the war continuing. Not because of it, despite it. There is some indication they believe Mr. Trump will be undermined by the ongoing crisis, and therefore perhaps an easier negotiation, a simpler negotiation. No speculation. I turn to other matters in Asia because all the world is eyeing the Straits of Hormuz. What are they not watching? I've talked to Grant Newsham in Tokyo about the Japanese self-defense force readying itself for combat. 2,400 or 1,400 personnel, combat personnel about the size of a Marine Expeditionary Unit, are now exercising with the Filipino forces and the U.S. forces. Balikatan is the exercise held in the Philippine territory. The Chinese don't like it. The Japanese like it. They're reawakening the Imperial Japanese Army and Navy and Air Force, Army and Navy. And it's got a purpose and make it a very hard target for China. Very hard target. I then spoke to Cleo Pascal, who's headed out to the Pacific soon enough. We were talking about the super typhoon that hit the Marianas, set for more than a day, maybe 2 days, over Saipan and Tinian. Devastated. We also spoke of the Chagos Islands in the Indian Ocean, on again, off again, transfer from UK to the Mauritius. It's off again, I believe. Cleo described that. And then the news of news. The Marshall Islands, under U.S. protection, have already declared emergency because of low fuel. All of the Pacific Island sovereign states and colonies and dependencies are low on fuel. What's happening in the Straits of Hormuz does not stay in the Straits of Hormuz. The joy today was a long conversation with Evan Ellis about the Americas. Panama is being persecuted by China because of the Panama Canal deal that China doesn't like. Meanwhile, Panama is making a great deal of money. They're lined up outside bidding $800,000 or more for passes through the canal to race to Asia to get the oil out there, not through the Suez, which is dangerous, and not counting on the Gulf getting it out. They're coming from the North Atlantic. Rather than go to the Cape of Good Hope and sail east, they're going the Panama Canal to sail west to Asia. I also learned that Peru, the election there, is still troubled. No final results of the first round, which looked to be one veteran is in the lead, but there needs to be a runoff, and the question is who is number two? Peru. We also spoke of Venezuela, still slow walking the agreement to transition to democracy. And a new spark of trouble, Trinidad and Tobago, small islands right off the coast of Venezuela, are said by Evan Ellis to be rife with trouble. Gang warfare, gunmen, drugs, little bitty islands, Venezuela. We talked to Brazil and Lula da Silva attending the Progressive Alliance in Barcelona along with Claudia Sheinbaum, Gustavo Petro, the three amigos remaining left of center in the northern part of the Americas. And then the joy I mentioned today with my first introduction to Titus Teixeira, who is a cinematiste, a critic, a movie critic, and he teaches as well, writing for a Civitas Outlook about a new movie called something Hail Mary, the Hail Mary Project. It's sci-fi. It's recognizable sci-fi, joy of sci-fi. Those of us who've read sci-fi when we were young teenagers always enjoy the same plot, save the universe, up against odds, usually machine odds or alien odds. You enlist what help you get. You become extremely like a MacGyver in space. You take them out and you solve the universe. Wonderful. Well, that movie's a big hit for boys. Science fiction is a boy thing. You read it, you think about it, you go to movies about it, and then something happens 15 or 16. Maybe it's girls. And it becomes sentimental, but you're no longer a fanatic to see the same movie four times. Well, this movie has reawakened that. And then we speculated why Hollywood's so worried, because people don't go to the movie theater. They watch at home, which they should. And Titus speculates that the culture has changed. It no longer wants big crowd experiences. It wants experiences with small groups whom you know, who you know, of whom you know. Anyway, it was speculation. Fun. There are other matters that are of interest, but that was the non-violent one today that engaged me. Gossip about Epstein with Craig Unger. There's a lot of smoke. No fire yet, but a lot of smoke. I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.